Take caution in your tone, Commander. I'm a fair guy, but this fucking heat is making me absolutely crazy. You believe that, don't you, Danny? That I'm here to help you in any way I can?
Yeah. I want to tell you about Texas Radio and the Big B. Comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow, with plenty of precision, and a backbeat narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly in its brilliance, others mean and rueful of the Western dream. I love the friends I have gathered together in this thin raft. We have constructed pyramids in honor of our escaping. This is the land where the Pharaoh died. In the forest, brightly feathered, they are saying, forget the night, live with us in forests of azure. Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stone, immaculate. Now listen to this, I'll tell you about the heartache. I'll tell you about the heartache and the loss of God. I'll tell you about the hopeless night, the meager food for souls. About the maiden with wrought iron soul. I tell you this, no eternal reward will forgive us now for wasting the dawn.
Yeah. cloth mines the hand that sews time. His is the force that lies within. Ours is the fire, all we can find. He is a feather in the wind. Earth, all of my love to you now. All of my love, yes, all of my love.
Type of basket of commodities. It's to do just two things. Number one, you have to eliminate the ability of the federal government to borrow money because they borrow primarily from banks. So as long as the government is borrowing from banks, you have the very definition of the term plutocracy. And you cannot possibly have any legislation, effective legislation, come out from Congress when they're borrowing from banks. So as William Jennings Bryan said, without monetary reform, there can be no reform, and he said that in 1896. So then the second thing we have to do is to eliminate the ability of banks to, in essence, counterfeit U.S. money. And this is the same problem worldwide. It's called the debt money system, where all money is created as an interest-bearing debt by commercial banks instead of the way it used to be, which all money was issued by the governments, the sovereign, for the benefit of all the people equally. That's what we have to get back to. So number one, forbid the government from borrowing money because they borrow primarily from banks. Number two, forbid banks from practicing fractional reserve lending, which is in essence counterfeiting of the national sovereign money. So once again, it's a question of is there any effective regulation possible as long as the government is borrowing from banks? And the answer is no. It's all just a giant fake out to make the public think that something effective is being done.
And someone going by the title Gematria Forum here on YouTube wants to know, Mr. Connolly, what do you know about the Judeo-Masonic Mafia?
And, you know, I would like to answer that point about the Judeo-Masonic Lodge. I think I know what it's referring to. But I would rather say to that person, please be aware, I'm going to have to be careful here. I don't want to get upset. I'm going to get upset. Just give me a second here.
Sure.
Don't change the subject. Just answer the fucking question.
You see, Danny, I can deal with the bullets and the bombs and the blood. I don't want money, and I don't want medals. What I do want is for you to stand there in that faggoty white uniform and with your Harvard mouth extend me some fucking courtesy.
I'm gonna say this once.
This is a wonderful country, my boy, but our legal system doesn't work the way it's supposed to. I'm talking about people who roam the halls of power with impunity, who corrupt and subvert the very principles our Constitution exists to uphold.
Look, your friend already gave me the Gettysburg Address.
Oh, has he? Here's another one. Guard, protect, and cherish your land, for there is no afterlife for a place that started out as heaven. Charles M. Russell, Montana, 1926.
1926? That's ancient history,
you in just a moment, so just make yourselves at home.
Well, okay, thank you very much.
Oh, look, honey.
Yeah.
This is hers. See, it says Sarah. I think it's the best, don't you?
Oh, honey, come on, don't say that. They're all good.
You know what? I think it's the best one, too.
Gosh, I look forward to these parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah?
I just love hearing how smart and well-adjusted Sarah is.
Oh, well. Thank you very much.
Hey, I got a little credit too, you know.
Oh, of course you do. Come here. Oh,
hi, Mr. and Mrs. Giebler. Hi, I'm Carl's best. I'm Sarah's teacher. And, well, I want to thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
You know, it's so exciting to see parents get involved with their children's education. And, well, it's especially good to see Daddy here, huh?
Oh. Well, what kind of father can't spare an hour and a half of their little princess? You know?
Oh, you'd be surprised, Mr. Giebler. You'd really be surprised. Oh. But I'd like you to have a seat. This is Sarah's chair.
Oh, it's Sarah's chair.
And I think it's fun for the parents to actually sit in the children's seat.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's just kind of another way to do it.
Okay. You know, it's hard to believe that we were ever this small, isn't it?
Yeah. It really is.
This is kind of exciting.
Well, now, about Sarah. Frankly, I've had some difficulty with her. I've actually had a problem communicating with her.
Really?
Sarah? I can't believe that.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a theory. I think it's because she's so stupid. That's just my guess, but...
She's only 4 and a half. How can you tell?
Oh, I can tell, Giebler. I know a lot of dumb, stupid, idiot kids. She's really stupid, man. She's really stupid. I mean, I'd like to be a light at the end of the tunnel for you, but you got a real idiot on your hands. I tell you what, let me show you her handwriting. Give me an example. This is supposed to be a D, and this is supposed to be a P. Now, I can't tell the difference. Maybe it's me. But go ahead, take a good look there, if you can help.
She's only 4 and a half, though.
Hey, I know how old stupid Sarah is. Look at this drawing. Look at this drawing. Now, she drew this morning. You must be very proud.
Well, yes, we are.
Yeah. You know, you folks have done some traveling, haven't you? You've been around, you're adults. You've seen some things. Maybe you can help me with something. Could you come here? Come here. Maybe you can help me. Do you see that up there? Can you tell me what that is?
The sun?
Yeah. Could you settle a bet for me, Giebler? Do you see a smiley face on there? Yes or no?
No.
Well, according to stupid Sarah, it has one.
I'm sure that what she's trying to say is that when the sun is shining, everybody's happy and everyone is smiling.
Yeah.
I think that's what...
Everyone's happy and everyone's smiling. Yeah.
Yeah, is that what you think? Well, let me tell you something. I don't know what planet you're from, Gieblers! But on this planet, the planet Earth, the third planet from the unsmiling sun, people aren't very happy. A third of children on this planet go to bed hungry every night without food, but I guess that doesn't matter to you and obviously well-fed, stupid little Sarah!
What you expect from children, Mr. Best, but at least they're trying.
What do I expect from children? I'll show you. Look at this. This was painted by a 6-year-old just this week. My son, Carl Jr., painted this. It's beautiful work. Look at the color. Look at the detail.
Look, maybe there's somebody else we can talk to.
There's a lot of it. It's the pageant. You know what they wanted to do? You know what they wanted to do with the pageant? They wanted to do The Little Engine That Could.
That's Sarah's favorite book.
Sarah's favorite book. Yeah, it's a sweet little book. It's about a little train. He goes, I think I can. And it goes up the little mountain, and it makes it, huh? And it's so lifelike. It's so real, isn't it? Life is just that way. You know, if you're positive and you really believe things can change, it can really happen, huh? Yeah, wrong, Gieblers! Instead, we're doing a thing I wrote. It's called Buried Alive! It's about 6 guys trapped by the Vietnamese in Da Nang. Just after the Tet Offensives, they put us in 5x10 tiger cages. We had to eat each other to survive. It was hell! It was hell, Gieblers!
Excuse me, Mr. Best, but I'm sorry I have to say this, but what exactly are your qualifications? I mean, I don't want to offend you. It just seems that you're so
horrible.
Well, I can understand you saying that. I guess sometimes I come across a little too strong.
Well, a little.
Well, you know why? It's because I care. Because I care about kids, Giebler. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's wrong to care as much as I do. I don't think so, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're right. Why don't you just ride my back? Huh? Come on, saddle up, Giebler! Ride my back because I try!
Sorry, we're late. Mr. and Mrs. Giebler, this is Sarah's teacher, Mr. Best.
Wait a minute. Mrs. Giebler.
Well...
You're Sarah's teacher?
Why, yes, I am.
Well, then who's this?
Get!
I better find out exactly who that man was.
Oh, that man has been saying the most horrible things about our daughter.
Get this, he actually said our Sarah was stupid.
Can you believe it?
Well, she's no Einstein. Maybe you better sit down.